20회 실전 모의고사 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Welcome to Bobby's Hair Shop. Oh, Jin, your hair has grown very long. It looks better on you.
Yeah, but I want to cut my hair because of the heat.
How would you like your haircut?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, why don't we go swimming this Saturday?
Sorry, I have something else to do. I'm going to the Dodgers Stadium to watch World Series between Red Sox and Dodgers.
Really? How did you get a ticket? I heard that the game was already sold out.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello. Today we'll talk about group projects. Few of us act alone in the real world. Most things are done with the help or ideas of other people. Group projects are great practice for real life when you will probably have a job that requires working with others. With group work, you can actually learn more in less time. Group projects also give you a chance to get to know classmates you might not otherwise know or talk with. Maybe the quiet boy in the third row, the boy who lived down the street when you were in elementary school. Group projects are also a great way to practice skills you're not so sure of. For example, working on a deadline, staying organized, or being patient.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, this is career advisor Tanya. May I help you?
Hello, this is David, a 17-year-old boy.
Hi, David. What's your concern?
It's about my future career. My mom wants me to pursue a science track in high school, but I'd like to learn cooking properly.
That sounds pretty serious. Did you tell your mom what's on your mind?
It's no use telling her that. She just won't listen.
Oh, no. I think she doesn't know what you really want. Tell her about your dreams.
But she still treats me like a child. She just wants me to do what she tells me to do.
Okay. Then how about writing your specific plan for learning cooking? I think you need to show her you can handle it.
Okay, thank you. I'll try to follow your advice.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Rebecca, get up. We arrived at the broadcasting station.
Oh, we've arrived already?
Let's go to the waiting room for your makeup now.
But I'm starving. I need to eat something before coming on the stage.
Okay, then I'll run in and get some bread. You have become very busy because of your new song.
Yeah, it's relief that a lot of people like it.
I think the melody is very addictive. Anyway, after this live show, you have to attend a fan meeting at 6 o'clock. That'll take about 2 hours.
Is that all for today?
No, after the fan meeting, you're going to have an interview with Life magazine.
Oh my, the schedule is too tight.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Come on in and just look around. The person who lived here moved out yesterday.
It seems nice. And does it come with appliances?
Yes. There's a small refrigerator next to the sink.
Good. And is that a washing machine in the corner?
Yes, it is. There's also an air conditioner on the wall over the desk.
Oh, that's great. Well, there's only a desk. Doesn't the chair come with the apartment?
No, it doesn't. You should bring your own chair.
Okay. And the bed under that window looks a bit old. I need to buy a new one.
Yeah, good idea. You can't find anything decent for this amount in this town.
I guess you're right. I'll sign the contract now.
Oh,
Jake, you woke up early today, but are you okay?
Actually, I feel like I've caught a cold.
Oh, you have a high fever and a runny nose. Let's go to see a doctor.
But I have a very important math exam today. I have to prepare for it now.
Well then, I'll get you a cold remedy.
No thanks. I don't want to feel drowsy during the exam.
Come on, you'd better not go to school today. I'll call your teacher and tell her you are very sick.
I told you I have a very important test. I don't want to miss it.
Okay. You can go if you insist. Do you want a ride to school?
You don't have to do that. I'd rather use the school bus. But before that, I think I need some hot chicken soup.
Okay, I'll have it for you in just a few minutes.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 퇴사하려는 이유를 고르시오.
Can I talk to you for a minute, Dylan?
Sure, Julie. What's up?
Well, I have been thinking about leaving my job.
Really? I know you have been working long hours recently. Are you tired of your job?
No, the work is fun for me.
And you always get a good review and compliment from your boss.
Yes. The end of last year, I got a raise, and I'm satisfied with my salary.
Then what's the problem? Is it the long commute?
No. Actually, I'm under a lot of stress due to a disagreement with my coworkers.
Oh, that's too bad.
I prefer working alone rather than working with people.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, Harry. Are you buying something online?
Yes, I'm ordering new uniforms for my soccer team.
Wow, they look great. How much are they?
They're $30 each, and I need to get 10 of them.
That's not bad. How about shipping charges?
That's an extra $10, unless the order is more than $250. Then it's free.
Your order will be more than that, won't it?
I think so. And I could get a discount if I paid in cash.
Cool. So how much is the discount?
It's 10%. It's not a small amount.
But why are you buying only 10? There are 11 people in your team.
That's because the goalkeeper wears a different jersey. Anyway, I'll pay them in cash.
10번. 대화를 듣고 농구 경기에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Where have you been, Kevin?
I was at Seoul Students Gymnasium. Our school's basketball team had a big game.
So I guess you went there to cheer for your school team. Who were they playing against?
It was the championship game against Dongbu High School.
I bet there were a lot of people watching.
Yes, there were close to 500 fans.
Well, did your school win?
The two teams were tied at the end of the first half, but in the second half, we scored a lot of points and won the game.
So you're the champions? That's great.
Yes, the game ended at 3:30, and we've been celebrating at the pizza place.
I'm glad you had a nice day.
11번. 유스 캠프에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are excited to announce the youth camp that will be held at the West Valley this summer. Our camp is divided into two types on the basis of your age. The first camp for ages 13 to 18 will be held the week of July 14th. The second camp for ages 6 to 12 will be held the week of August 4th. If you are playing sports, don't miss this camp because we're preparing for many kinds of sports events and games such as bike riding, water volleyball, inline skating. You don't need to bring your bike or skate. We will offer you them. But don't forget to bring your swimsuit and water gun. The water gun battle will be the highlight of playing in the water on the last day. To get more detailed information, visit our website. Thank you.
(12번) 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 수강할 수업을 고르시오.
Brian, have you decided which Chinese class you are going to take during winter vacation?
Not yet, but I'm considering taking conversation classes.
Oh, that's what I am thinking. Let's take one together.
Okay. There are two levels of conversation classes. Which do you prefer?
Well, I don't know. How about you?
I prefer to take the intermediate class, but I can't.
Why? You don't like the teacher?
No. Ms. Hong is great. I just have a math class in the morning during weekdays.
Oh, I see. Then let's take one in the afternoon. I think you're ready for the advanced class.
Well, it wouldn't be easy, but okay.
13번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, James. How was your weekend?
I can't believe what happened this weekend.
What happened?
I went to a cafe with some friends, and a man sat down next to us. Do you know who he was?
Come on, tell me. Who was he?
He was my favorite rapper. You know the winner of the last season of the rap competition TV show?
Sure, I'm a big fan of him too. Does he look better in real life?
Yeah, much better. Even his voice was so cool.
Wow, did you talk with him?
Yeah, he talked to us. And he signed his name on my diary and took a picture with me.
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I'm so worried about my son.
Oh, how come?
Yesterday, I found him using his smartphone at 2 a.m. I think he was texting with his friends or playing games.
Didn't you put any restrictions on his phone use?
No, I didn't. It didn't occur to me that he would use it during bedtime.
I think you should definitely enforce phone limits.
But he wasn't like this during the exam period. Should I wait and watch for a while?
I don't think that's a good idea. You should talk with him right now. Tell him that he should give you his phone at bedtime.
Isn't it too harsh? If I do that, he will be so disappointed.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 스티브가 남자에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Steve works part-time at a local park. It is his job to walk through the park to make sure that there are no problems. On a bright day in early summer, while walking across a grassy field, he notices a young man walking with a huge dog. And other people are going a long way around to keep away from the huge dog. While dogs are allowed in the park, Steve knows that the rules require them to be kept on a leash. However, this dog isn't on one, and Steve thinks it could be dangerous to other people in the park. In this situation, what would Steve most likely say to the man?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. This is your lab instructor, Alex. In this semester, you are supposed to do chemistry experiments each week in the lab on the second floor of the school. It is my duty to assist you in setting up your experiments and understanding your results. But I have an even more important responsibility, your safety. So, I insist proper precautions should be observed. First of all, don't forget to wear lab coats, rubber gloves, and protective glasses at all time. Just in case any broken glassware or chemicals are on the floor, shoes must be worn in lab as well. And keep in mind that no food or drink is allowed in lab. Finally, if you have very long hair, please tie it back in the lab. Please read all precautions in the lab manual and follow directions exactly. Thank you.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. This is your lab instructor, Alex. In this semester, you are supposed to do chemistry experiments each week in the lab on the second floor of the school. It is my duty to assist you in setting up your experiments and understanding your results. But I have an even more important responsibility, your safety. So, I insist proper precautions should be observed. First of all, don't forget to wear lab coats, rubber gloves, and protective glasses at all time. Just in case any broken glassware or chemicals are on the floor, shoes must be worn in lab as well. And keep in mind that no food or drink is allowed in lab. Finally, if you have very long hair, please tie it back in the lab. Please read all precautions in the lab manual and follow directions exactly. Thank you.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 복장이 아닌 것은?